The Osgood File, sponsored by Viking River Cruises, exploring the world in comfort. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. The president's temporary travel ban remains in limbo, but the campaign to hold federal judges responsible for any incident that may happen in the meantime is full speed ahead. More after this. It's been a week since the president tweeted that if something happens, blame the judge who suspended his executive order. And presidential aide Stephen Miller toured the Sunday talk shows to keep the heat turned up.
I think that it's been an important reminder to all Americans that we have a judiciary that has taken far too much power and become, in many cases, a supreme branch of government.
But Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who won the temporary restraining order, says he's ready to take the next step. He won't just rely on the president's public statements to argue that the ban was in fact motivated by religion. He said on ABC's This Week that he'll go after emails.
We can seek depositions from administration officials. We can ask for documents and emails to get behind what truly motivated that executive order. I absolutely intend to use those tools.
But on Face the Nation, Stephen Miller, who helped design the executive order, started laughing when John Dickerson asked him about the merits of the case.
One unelected judge in Seattle cannot remake laws for the entire country. I mean, this is just crazy, John. The idea that you're going to have a judge in Seattle say that a foreign national living in Libya has a effective right to enter the United States is beyond anything we've ever seen before.
And he had a prediction.
Our opponents, the media, and the whole world will soon see that the powers of the president to protect our country are very substantial and will not be questioned.
He said the president would do whatever he needs to, consistent with the law, to keep this country safe, making it very clear who to blame if it's not. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.